commercial free all day long. Every Monday. Not only that, we're giving away $100 every 95 minutes. $100 every 95 minutes. Congratulations to Tina from Gastonia. She won $100 at 6 a.m. this morning.
So, like, 95 minutes from 6 a.m. is like 7:35 if you aren't good at math like me.
So, right before Can't Beat Loren, we will hook someone else up with $100. Then we'll do it again at 9:10, and then it happens actually all day long. Kiss 95.1, hooking people in the Carolinas up with free cash every Monday.
Have you ever been in a situation to where somebody was so rude to you, but they had no clue? Like they were rude?
Like, it's your world, I just live in it.
Yeah.
Rude, yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I've never really had that happen to me, except for this past weekend. I was at Ruru's Tacos and Tequila, which, by the way, shout out to them because they handled the situation really well, and they have great guacamole. So I'm out there at dinner, and I just, it's like, where I'm sitting and then two tables, beside me.
Are you inside or outside?
Outside.
Okay.
On the patio. The two tables to beside me got up and left. My food just came down and I just started eating. And a girl comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, listen, we've been here for a hot minute, and I was wondering if you could move to the table across and the other side of the deck, because we like it over here and we can combine these tables." And I just started eating. And
you had already had your food and everything.
You had just sat down and you were like, "Hey, can we swap tables?"
Right. It's not like I don't even have a drink yet. Like, my food's in front of me. And I can see the waitress from across the room going, like, have the look like, "What is happening?" And she's making a beeline towards us. And I'm like, "Well, you know, it doesn't take that long to eat. We'll get our checks, and you're more than welcome to have this table."
Right. And how many of you are sitting there?
Just me and Bay.
Okay.
And so,
is it a four-top table?
It's a two-top.
Oh, well, then what's the problem? Combine the other two tables.
Well, no, those two tables weren't good enough. She needs our table,
too.
They
weren't in the place that you were sitting.
Yeah. They want the whole row of it, the whole side. I don't know what the problem is, but she wanted my two seats. And I'm like, "No, I'm not. I just got my food." And so the waitress comes over and goes, "Ma'am, these two are eating. You need to let them eat."
Yeah.
And she really?
Goes, yeah.
Oh, good for her. I bet she got a good tip out of that one.
Oh, she got a great tip. She goes, "Yeah." And she's like, "Well, we've been waiting for a while." And she's like, "I understand. And when they leave, you can have the table. But until then, you need to go away."
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to Ruru's, because then the manager came out and apologized. I was like, "I'm sorry, you know."
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
No, it's not their fault.
It's not. But he's like, "Some people are entitled." And I'm like, clearly.
Some people are entitled.
I've never had that where the person like legitimately didn't know that they were being rude to try to get me to move for them. Like, what?
I like that she had been there for a while, too, and she's like, "I'm just sick of waiting. Like, now I'm just going to ask people to get up."
Yeah, approach people that's in the middle of dinner. Like, could you imagine?
And honey. I'll just box it up and take it home. You can have the table now.
I'll just carry my plate across the restaurant.
Right.
Sure, it's no big deal. Just so I can accommodate you, okay? You and your four friends that need a table for six.
You think you had it rough. On Friday, I went to Mellow Mushroom, where Loren had her Can't Beat Loren loser lunch.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we got to meet a bunch of great people who are out there. And Dean and my wife met us, and producer Nicole was out there. Well, we're leaving, and I'm holding Dean, and Amanda, all of a sudden, we're talking to, like, Shelly and Stacy and Melanie, and everybody from promotions was there.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "Oh, Dean's so cute. He's adorable, blah, blah, blah." Well, with that, Amanda goes, "Are you okay, Dean?" And I'm holding him, and Dean all of a sudden starts doing,
like
the blowing of the cheeks move. Next thing you know, he pukes. And when I say he pukes, I mean like it was.
It wasn't just a little bit. It just kept coming and coming.
No way.
It was like Brian on The Family Guy. When he found out that he hooked up with Quagmire's dad, who became a woman.
Yeah.
And he has that long 2-minute. Yeah, that's what Dean was doing. Roy, it fell on. I'm trying not to be too gross, but it fell on the floor.
In the restaurant.
Yeah.
It was so much that Amanda had time to go get a plate, bring the plate over, and then use the plate to keep it from falling on the floor.
And the plate filled up, too.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, and I was just concerned that Dean might have been allergic to something that he ate, because typically with kids, if they throw up right after they've eaten something, they're allergic to it. So,
you know what
but
it
he
is?
Wasn't, right?
No, there was, I think there's peanut butter in the cookies.
Is he allergic to
doesn't
peanut butter?
Doesn't like peanut butter.
Mm. Really?
We don't think he's allergic because he doesn't. Like rash or anything, but Loren, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
But whoa. I was so embarrassed. And by the way, I think that was in the back of Facebook Live.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was.
Let me tell you about the Facebook Live at Mellow Mushroom.
Yeah, please.
So Laverne and Maney's at the Facebook Live doing Mellow Mushroom. I'm talking to a group of kids who wants to get into radio. And so
they're college kids.
No, they're not. They're like high school.
Oh, okay.
They're like 14, whatever, 15. They're kids. And so in the middle of it, I see that Lorenz at Facebook Live, and I'm like, oh, this is a great opportunity to talk about how radio is in digital and blah, blah, blah. And so we pull up the feed so they can watch.
So the whole class is watching Lorenz Facebook Live.
The whole class is watching. And then Lorenz.
Oh, boy. I'm talking about cocktails.
And then somebody goes, like, I can't remember exactly the verbiage, but they're like, oh, yeah, it was only 9:50 for lunch. And Lorenz is like, yeah, you can't even.
So wait, hold on, back up.
Yeah.
Somebody's
like, yeah.
Somebody, not in the class.
No.
Somebody on the Facebook Live.
On the Facebook Live is talking about how cheap it is to eat at Mellow Mushroom, which $9.50, by the way, for lunch is a pretty good deal.
Okay.
And they go, oh, yeah, it's $9.50 for lunch here at Mellow Mushroom. And Lauren's like, yeah, you can't even get that at McDonald's.
Okay.
And the class goes, what? Has she been to a McDonald's lately? When was the last time she's been to a McDonald's? Everything is cheaper than $9.50.
No way.
Yes, way.
Well, they must get me then because I'm like adding on stuff. I'm like, yeah. I'll take a McFlurry with that. And
oh, it's so good. The class was like, y'all must not go to McDonald's often. And I'm like, no, I'm sure she does. Insinuating that she's like too good for McDonald's. But you know, because they're like, they have, I don't know, the dollar menu, Happy Meals are $4.
What? Like an actual meal.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, I'm like, no, she didn't really mean it like that. She's been to a McDonald's. She knows the price structure at McDonald's.
I love that then Roy is like then defending me.
Yeah. Because they're like, she doesn't know the prices at McDonald's.
Lorenz so out of touch.
That was so awesome, though. The kids were like,
people stopped listening to Roy's teachings and started complaining about you not knowing the price of McDonald's.
So, like, she doesn't, has she ever been?
What does she do? Go to Wendy's?
Yeah. Has she ever stepped foot into McDonald's? All the kids wants to know that.
That is so
awesome.
Yeah,
I don't order Happy Meals.
That's so good, though.
Still to come.
I love it.
Funny.
Yeah.
I have a leftover story from vacation that I haven't shared with you guys that I would love to share.
Okay.
And it has to do with somebody walking in on me while I was in the shower, and that person was an adult and wasn't my wife.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it just after 7.
You. Ow. Ow.
What